Today is Friday, March 31st, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Tater Day. Potato. It is a National Potato Day. Paula Deen would be so happy about it. One time Paula Deen said, "Excuse me while I go make love to my tater." On some episode of her show. I know we're not Paula Deen supporters here. But she did say that. It is also National Bunsen Burner Day. So if you use a Bunsen burner, which I do not, I did have some labs when I took a chemistry class or I don't know, some sort of, I guess it was chemistry and we had labs. And so I think we did do some sort of Bunsen burnerage. I don't even remember. Anyway, so yeah, it is Friday. Thank goodness. I told Mark earlier, I was like, it's Friday, but that's not the way I said it, but I don't remember how I said it, but I kind of sighed. I was like, another weekend. And he's like, you say that as if it's you're dreading the weekend, but no, it's not that. I'm already dreading the next week. It's like Sunday scaries on a Friday because I'm like, you know, basically the weekends go so quickly. It'll be Monday. It'll be the beginning of the week before I can blink my eyes. Monday, I'll be dreading the next Monday. Anyway, so yeah, so let's get into it. So what did we do yesterday? Yesterday I did cook, but I wanted to basically, first of all, I have all of this sous vide meat that I bought. And it's that company, Cuisine Solutions, I think is the name of the company. And actually, like I said, the food was pretty good. I mean, it was a little low on salt, and maybe they do that on purpose so that you can salt. I don't know, but maybe they do it on purpose so you can, you know, get it to the level of salt that you want or the level of seasoning. I feel like these chefs and people like on Top Chef and other cooking shows, when they say seasoning, they're really referring to salt. So maybe they leave it a little bit more on the lower salt side so that you can, you know, do some of that yourself. But I thought, okay, I was going to make tacos, but I want to make carne asada tacos, which is basically like it is some sort of beef generally chopped up. And I don't know exactly the recipe, but then they put the beef on corn tortillas and they put cilantro and onion is pretty much that. And then you squeeze lime over it or lemon, usually lime, but some sort of acid. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to make that, but I'm just going to use the sous vide meat that I have. So I'm not going to make any additional meat. I'll just put a little extra salt on it, do it in the sous vide, and we'll have that. And then we'll have Mexican rice. I had to sneeze. And tortilla chips with salsa. You know, that'll be our dinner. So that was really easy. I did it. I accomplished what I wanted to accomplish, and it was good. I would say, you know, for one thing, I didn't have any limes. And so we were having it without the limes. And I didn't put any salsa or anything wet on the tortilla because normally when you go to those restaurants, there's no liquid. It's just meat, onion, cilantro. That's it. And I always really like it. I will say this, though. It did turn out it was dry. So it needed a squeeze of lime over it, if for nothing else, then to add some moisture. But I just didn't have any. So I probably could have put a little bit of salsa or a little bit of guacamole or something in the middle. Just to kind of give it a little bit of moisture. But, oh well. But the flavor was good. And so that's what we had for dinner. We watched some YouTube and we watched... We caught up finally with Station 19 and Grey's Anatomy. And I hate one of the episodes of Grey's Anatomy. You know, I like Grey's Anatomy. And I do like medical shows. But my least favorite episodes is when there is someone dying. I don't like to watch someone dying. And they had an episode where this person had cancer. She had cancer and her husband was there with her. And they were going to do surgery, and then they realized it had spread, and they basically had to say, there's nothing we can do. We can give you pain medication to make sure you're not in pain until you die. And they had been planning to go on a trip, and so he had to just pull out an iPad and show her photos of the places. And they were like, oh, one day we'll go here. But they knew they weren't because, you know, she was dying. So depressing to watch that. I mean, I know it happens. But you, when I watch TV, I want to kind of escape from the real world. And it was like, oh my God. I mean, do it. That is the one thing I don't, I'm okay with, like, people coming in with, they fell off the roof and their leg is broken, or there's a, you know, something stuck through their abdomen and they have to remove it or what, you know, things like that. But where it's, okay, we can't do anything else. We're just going to give you pain medications until you die. That's not what I want to sign up for. But anyway, we did watch it, and you know, it's interestingly, it was renewed. Grey's Anatomy was renewed, but Grey is not going to be there anymore. And regardless, it is what it is. So yeah, so we watched that, and I'm trying to think if there was anything else we watched. We recently caught up with Call Me Cat, and it was sad because Leslie Jordan died, and he was on that show. And so one of the episodes that we watched recently, it was like in loving memory of Leslie Jordan. I was like, oh, that's so sad, you know, that he died. I know people die, but it was really sad. And I sort of finished. I didn't finish, but I made a lot more progress on the Mix Minus logo that I'm working on in 3D. It's taking me forever, but I'm making slow progress day by day by day. I probably won't be ready to use it tonight on the show, but I've got all the circles with the rainbow colors. I've got the inner circle. I found the font, and so I was able to recreate the text. And I overlaid, I used the actual image of the logo behind it, so I got the text and everything exactly in the right position and, you know, the right size and everything. So the next step is to animate it, to figure out what my background is going to be, and then to animate it, something that will look good with the theme song playing. So I've still got to do that, and that's going to take some thought, because I don't even know, is it going to float in from far off? Is it going to zoom in really fast? Is it going to start in the middle and rotate and go, you know, zoom out? Or what am I going to do? I don't really know, but I've got to do that. But at least I've got, and it looks good, actually. I've got the base object created, and it's ready to now be animated. So we'll see. Like I said, it's probably not going to be ready for tonight, but it's making progress. It is making progress. So this weekend we're going to... So I'm going to record Mix Minus tonight, as per usual. Mark is eating... This is his last... I believe this is his last... It is not. I'm wrong. He has tomorrow, or today and next Friday, are the last no meat Fridays until next Lent season. So he's having some shrimp something, and I've got to figure out something to cook for myself. And then on the weekend, we're going to go to a movie, and we're going to eat out for brunch tomorrow, and I'm not sure what else. I'll have to let you know on Monday. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. No, I won't. Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.